The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention gets underway tomorrow. AFN canceled a planned U.S. Senate candidate debate at this year's convention in Fairbanks. The move came as a surprise to many. AFN leaders say dropping the debate will leave more time for subsistence discussion. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Late yesterday, the Alaska Federation of Natives Board of Directors approved a decision to scrap a planned Senate candidates forum. The convention begins on Thursday, and an early agenda had set the candidates forum for Friday. But AFN President Julie Kitka said the board decided to drop the forum to leave more time for public comments on subsistence at an open microphone. The latest move is one more chapter in the drama surrounding this year's U.S. Senate race. The AFN board has passed a resolution endorsing incumbent Lisa Murkowski. Delegates will decide on that endorsement at this week's convention. Many Alaska Native regional corporations are supporting Murkowski's bid for re-election through campaign contributions to a PAC called Alaskans Standing Together. Now the rancor between the Lisa Murkowski and Joe Miller campaigns is escalating. Today, Miller's campaign upped the ante by filing a complaint against Alaskans Standing Together, citing violations of federal law. The complaint, filed with the Federal Election Commission under the 1971 Federal Election Campaign Act, alleges that 9 contributors to Alaskans Standing Together and a PAC officer have acted in violation of federal election laws by trying to influence Alaska's U.S. Senate election on behalf of Murkowski. Miller campaign attorney Thomas Van Flein.
It's not the Miller campaign that says this is wrong. It's federal law that says you're not supposed to solicit money from federal contractors.
Van Flein says a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision regarding FEC laws can't protect Alaskans Standing Together or the corporations that have contributed to it.
We do disagree with that. We believe Citizens United was limited to subsection D. 441C was not addressed by the Supreme Court, and its constitutionality has not been challenged. And our perspective today, it's a valid federal law.
Van Flein says the question remains if the named corporations are federal contractors.
According to their own websites, they are.
The complaint names Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Otna Incorporated, Bering Straits Native Corporation, Chulista Corporation, Chugach Alaska, Sea Alaska, Nana Regional Corporation, Koniag Incorporated, and Doyon, both as contributors to Alaskans Standing Together and as major suppliers of goods and services to the federal government. Miller is a critic of the 8A government contracts allowed Alaska Native corporations, which Murkowski has supported. When asked about the complaint today, Murkowski said she had not seen it yet. Murkowski is also the author of a bill which could benefit Sea Alaska Corporation by transferring to the corporation federal lands, some of which are outside of the original ANCSA land selection areas. Murkowski defended her bill on APRN's Talk of Alaska today.
All of the other Native corporations have received conveyances of their lands and are able to move and develop. Sea Alaska, for a host of different reasons, has not completed their conveyances. It's now 40 years, and it is time to resolve this.
The Miller campaign's complaint also names Alaskans Standing Together's Jason Moore as violating federal statutes by soliciting funds from the Alaska Native corporations and by contributing those funds for a political purpose. But Jason Moore says recent changes in federal election law view contributions to candidates as a form of free speech.
Well, this is clearly a desperate move by the Miller campaign to try to salvage their campaign, which seems to be falling apart at the seams. This sort of ridiculous complaint comes late in the process. The FEC will have little time to really analyze it in order to come up with some sort of a valid ruling prior to the campaign. So it's just a distraction more than anything else.
Moore says Alaskans Standing Together is on legal ground to have a voice in this year's election. The Miller campaign complaint calls AST a front and asks for a criminal investigation. I'm Ellen Lockyer.